You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Mirabai Devi. Mirabai is an international spiritual teacher, conduit for healing, author, and the founder of the Mirabai Devi Foundation. Mirabai has produced 7 CDs of her inspiring talks and guided meditations, in addition to authoring Samadhi, Essence of the Divine, a book of short texts and meditations describing her experiences of deep absorption in the divine. She is also a frequent guest on radio and television programs throughout the globe. In February 2012, the film Living in the Light premiered. Guided by Neil Donald Walsh, Living in the Light is a powerful documentary that explores new spiritual insights into the true nature of our existence. Set in the idyllic islands of Hawaii, Living in the Light addresses pressing issues of modern life, dealing with fear, understanding traditional belief systems, and how they may help or hinder us, pursuing happiness, interpreting the true nature of consciousness and divinity, and ultimately discovering what needs to be done to experience enlightenment. So, let's meet Mirabai and find out more about her journey here now. Hi, Mirabai. How are you?
Namaste, Lance. I'm doing wonderfully well. Thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm okay.
For having me on your show tonight.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah? Okay, well, good. I'm glad you're working on yourself.
Yes. Well, it's a full-time job.
It is a full-time job, and it would be for everybody if they knew how to do it.
Yes, yes. Well, I loved listening to you on your show with Lilu, and found so much that resonated there. And I thought maybe, are you in Hawaii right now?
No, I'm actually in Southern California. I'm on tour. I'm right in the last 2 weeks of my tour, and currently I'm in Southern California in San Diego.
Oh, that's where the area where I was born.
Oh,
Northern California, but
great.
Maybe we could talk a little bit about your background, some of your childhood experiences that brought you to where you are today.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, yes, you are correct. I do live on the island of Kauai, and it is idyllic. It's a paradise island, and I go out on tour for about 6 months out of the year and work with people to help them, and then I come back home and enjoy paradise. So hopefully I share it with the world. When I travel, I bring that Kauai spirit everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you like to know about my childhood? Do you have any specific questions?
Well, you had difficulty with some metaphysical experiences that you had that were different than the ordinary. And
I was thinking that
there are so many kids today that are coming in with special abilities and with different perspectives, more directly from Source, that it might be helpful for them to hear that they're not unique, that this is something that's happening and that you... the experiences are all different, but they're here for a reason, and a good reason.
Great. Thank you. That was very helpful, Lance, to point me in that direction. Yeah, I would say that I was an indigo child, and that there's a lot of indigo children, crystal children, and children that are awakening today that are more in white light, that are more connected with, you know, the awareness of things like computers and the internet and just psychic abilities and that kind of stuff. I definitely was born in a very connected state to the divine, and I do help people that have special kids to be able to understand where their children are coming from spiritually, because through my own experiences, and I can certainly recognize a light worker when I see one, and a lot of the kids coming in are light workers. And I had some very high experiences as a child. probably not uncommon to others, you know, astral travel, interplanetary travel in dream state, astral state, all the time actually in dreams, and working on other realms and other dimensions, having angels and divine masters and light beings appearing to me from 3 years old through to 7 years old particularly, and a little bit past that age, thinking I could fly, believing I was ancient, and not really having a normal awareness of the world. And then I got caught up in trying to be like everybody else from 7 through till about 16, 17, and that very tender age when you're really kind of, you know, trying to figure out your adulthood that's starting to dawn, and, you know, whatever you want to call it, adolescence and so forth. I shifted into a big life change when I was 17. I'd sort of suppressed, and then I woke back up at 17, 18 and became a vegetarian, started astral traveling again, and then I my psychic abilities opened up and I started moving into empathic states, feeling the suffering in the world and wanting to help. And then I began my I'm sure similar to you, you know, channeling of information, downloading volumes of information within from the inner light and from the inner guides and inner teachers, and really started to formulate a direct study, what I call dictation, and just writing down guidance and listening to guidance and following inner states, higher states of consciousness, inner vision states, connecting to higher beings that are non-physical, and that kind of thing, and then moving my own vibration from more of, you know, the astral into the upper realms, where I was working with very, very high frequencies of light, and that was from 17 to 22. And at 22, I went into a fully awakened state that lasted for 8 weeks that I call unity consciousness, where I unified with the divine for 8 weeks. And after that, I didn't know if I was going to be able to come back and be human again. And I didn't have any individual self or any individual awareness. I was completely merged into the light and into the body of the universe, and was in that state of universal knowledge pouring through, and spontaneous and direct miraculous healing gifts pouring through, and was in a unified state with the divine beings and so forth. And finally took about 8 weeks to slowly start to enter into my body. Took about 4 years after that to see a solid form, because everything was vibrating light. And nothing felt nothing felt solid. Everything was vibrating light and light frequency, and could see people's thoughts and energies and thought forms and past, present, and future lives, all of that kind of thing, you know. So it took 4 years till I could, learn to walk in multiple worlds simultaneously with the physical world. I'm sure you can relate.
Oh, yes. Maybe not to the extent that you've had, but yes, I do relate.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And so I'm sure you've had a chance, or you will have a chance, to watch my videos on YouTube that are on my website. I have a YouTube channel on my website, and it kind of talks about how I sort of thought it was like, it really was a conscious near-death experience, although I didn't have anything to cause death. I sort of left my body and merged with the light, and then got told what my work was on the planet, what my mission was, and then I came back to fulfill that mission, and that's really why I came back. Yeah.
Well, some people have the feeling that that is the nature of the shift that will be occurring for many people, that it won't be a conscious, that it won't be a death, a physical death, that it's going to be a reintegration into the higher realms. That's coming, and of course it might be many things.
Yeah, the planet is herself is ascending, as you know, and so humanity, her divine mother's children, are ascending with her, and all of us are being called to move into a state of oneness or unity consciousness, or at least deepen our spirituality to vibrate in the frequency of love and to relinquish and release all fear, because we can't be in love and in fear at the same time. And as we make the transition into the new world and into the new paradigm, we are required to upgrade our frequencies to be able to do that. And so obviously, you know, we're going to be doing that on a massive scale. And at the same time, there will be many, many people who will leave their physical bodies and leave the planet. Mm-hmm. But those souls that will do that will only be the ones that have contracted to do so. Mm-hmm. And I've already noticed that's been happening. And the majority of us are going to stay here and do our work and be a part of this monumental shift. It's a very exciting time for the planet. And we have signed up to be here to help with this transition into the new paradigm, and that's why we were born. And that's why many of the children that were born now are prepared to help with that shift. Mm-hmm. And our light workers, and many adults are light workers too, and are getting ready and have been helping with the change and the shift. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's happening.
Yes. Do you see a massive resistance on the form of those aspects that are attempting to slow down or reverse the process that's occurring?
Yeah, well, first of all, the old paradigms and old structures are holding on, gripping for dear life, you know, to stay in their existent forms. And unfortunately, you know, we have to help them, too, to make the transition, because the easier, you know, it is to, the easiest path is really just to let go and go with the flow and allow the change to occur instead of fighting against it or resisting it. Mm-hmm. And I think that we don't just see it in the old paradigm structures, but we also see it in people that are just fighting that within themselves, you know, that are having a hard time letting go of their own old paradigms and their own old fears and old belief structures that no longer serve them during this time. So it's definitely what a lot of my teachings are catered towards, is helping people make that shift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also moving out of the head and the mind into the heart.
Yes. Well, the spirit dwells in the heart, so
right.
We have to let the heart lead us, guide us, and direct us so that we can be operating from our spirits instead of our rational minds, which are really just programmed. And they're programs that can be changed, you know. And so we don't want to be operating from an old operating model. It's an old slow computer.
Yeah, well, no kidding. It definitely needs a reboot or two or three.
Exactly. We need to upgrade the software and the hardware,
yeah.
And that's part of what we're doing to change the conditioning now.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's part of changing the frequency. You know, we're activating the DNA. And activating the cellular memory and the intelligence within the DNA so we can activate our light bodies, which basically means turning the body into a body of light, which is a spiritual consciousness, a spiritual awareness, vibration of love, peace, joy, harmony, unity, oneness, you know, and loving kindness, compassion, all of those things that are already in us as light beings. We're just remembering who we are now. And so as we're in the process of doing that, we have to release the old programs that no longer serve us, because we've been programmed through our conditioning. Most of us think we are our programs, and we're not our programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to change those old programs and upgrade them, which is really where people get to realize that it's a whole change in identity, which is important and necessary. Yeah.
Absolutely. That we're not our jobs. We're not our material possessions. We're not our relationships. We're not our bodies, and so on.
We're not our finances. We're not male. We're not female. We're not our egos. Not our personalities. And that's the thing. The soul is both male and female. And the soul can take on in any incarnation, male or female. And so we have the male within us and the female within us. All of us, whether we're men or women. And that brings me to, you know, the divine feminine needs to be restored on the planet now and is coming back into balance. So all of us are needing to unlock that more nurturing, receptive aspect of ourself that, you know, that really knows that we deserve to be loved and that can let love in and let abundance in and let these new beautiful paradigms of goodness into ourselves, that we're not operating from those old paradigms of lack consciousness and so forth. Mm-hmm. And that's part of bringing the divine feminine back on the earth, is bringing her back within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. That's also a huge new development and shift that needs to happen for this evolution of consciousness, this global awakening in humanity. Yeah.
It seems that the patriarchy has pretty much run things for about the last 5,000 years, and has kind of suppressed the divine feminine. So it seems that once that starts to break down, there will be a major release of that energy.
Yeah, and the energy was kept suppressed and dominated. So that's why we had so many wars on the planet, and so much poverty on the planet, and so much starvation on the planet, and such a huge surge in greed and domination, power control, and so forth. And that was because when you look at the structure, you know, a woman and her qualities, the mother, the nurturing of the children, the nurturing of the husband, you know, the compassionate heart, the loving kindness, you know, all of those qualities need to come back in on a global scale in our countries, in our governments, in our nations, in our society, in our civilization. So that's very, very important, that consciousness of the divine feminine is restored, so that we can see the restoration of nature and the environment and our planet as we move into the new earth. Mm-hmm. You know, the new earth, the golden age that we're stepping into now, which is something that we're heralding and we're also bringing in.
Do you see that happening over the next year or two, the 2012 and 2013, or?
5 years, I'd say. Over the next 5 years, it's going to be every year it's going to increase. We'll definitely see a substantial shift around 2012, 21st of December.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see a substantial shift in the energies. I mean, no one really truly knows exactly what's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, the Mayans will say that there'll be 3 days and three nights of darkness, and that there's a complete new earth that comes in.
Yeah.
And that some of the old people walking in fear and in darkness won't survive the shift.
Uh-huh.
But I think really it's going to be, there will be a momentous change on the 21st of December, but I think it's been happening in increments over the last 3 or 4 years, and it's going to be happening in increments for the next 5 years. We're just going to see the light and the higher frequencies coming in more and more so, and we'll see more and more of the old paradigm structures falling.
Mm-hmm.
Over the next 5 years.
Well, that will be a relief to a great majority of people who are suffering as a result of the old paradigms not quite crumbling yet.
Yes, exactly. And I think that it won't be as quick as we expect it to be, because things have been so swung. You know, the pendulum has been so swung in the opposite direction that to bring the pendulum back into balance is going to take quite a bumpy ride quite a series of incremental increasings in this high frequency energy, and then some more episodes of darkness and so forth coming out on the planet and being released, until we see the, you know, there's so much cleansing. If you just think about the amount of cleansing that there is to be done on the planet, just energetically, environmentally, physically, you know, mentally, there's so much cleansing that needs to occur. I mean, that in itself is going to take some time to turn around, and definitely can turn around as we co-create that and choose that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take more, you know, thank goodness we have the spiritual support from the light coming into the planet to be able to do that, because we're going to need all the strength we can have and muster to change all those old paradigms.
Mm-hmm. And that is increasing, is it not?
It is hugely increasing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And will continue to, over time, as we're able to work with that energy.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, huge parts of my trainings are about learning how to work with that energy, because I think for a lot of people, it's destabilizing. You know, people are not used to these higher frequency energies and currents and so forth. And so it can be very destabilizing in the sense that people don't really know what's going on or why it's going on or how it's happening like it's happening. And so I think all the a lot of my work now is dedicated towards education, mm-hmm. spiritual education, just educating people. These are the changes. This is what the new paradigm looks like. This is what the new frequencies feel like. Here's how you adjust. Here's how you work on yourself. Here's how you do the inner work to clear out your own old paradigms. Here's some spiritual tools and practices that are very practical that you can do to help you go through this transition, and that will help everybody around you also. And there's so many that are readily available to us now that weren't available to us before, that we didn't utilize before, and that make that huge, vast difference. And obviously, you know, there's systems that work across the board for everyone, and then there's things that are unique to each individual also that they need to practice on a practical level as a practical tool in their life toolkit.
And then as one changes, the collective changes.
Because the inner universe is represented within every individual. So every individual is the microcosm of the macrocosm. And that's what's so beautiful, is that the Vedas actually teach us, the Vedas are the ancient scriptures of the yogic tradition, the tradition of yoga, and the spiritual metaphysical side behind yoga. They actually teach that, and that's what's so amazing, is that this ancient knowledge is now completely current and relevant.
Yes, that's wonderful. I think to have it be revitalized and refreshed and renewed.
Yeah, because if you look at the teachings for the Golden Age, they're exactly the same as the mystical. And you call yourself a mystic. They're exactly the same as the mysticism of all the mystics of the ages. You know, of old.
Yeah.
They've all talked about these teachings that are actually completely relevant, current and appropriate to exactly what's happening right now, what's occurring and taking place on our planet in 2012.
What about the planetary alignments? Now, tomorrow we have, I know some people seem to be worked up or concerned or excited about the solar eclipse and the alignments with the galactic center. Do you pay much attention to the galactic alignments as they come along? Or
I do pay attention to the galactic alignments. It tends to be, every time there is a galactic alignment, there tends to be another frequency, high frequency of energy that comes in. It's like another download, you know. And my experience is that it's not just coming into the Earth, but it's also coming into the other planets also. So every planet's hotting up, heating up. Every planet is being downloaded with these high frequencies of light, but it just seems that all the focus from the other, you know, the intergalactic focus from the galaxies and from the other planets is on Earth right now. It's holding a huge focus because it's such a monumental leader in consciousness and in change and in possibilities, and everybody's watching to see what's going to happen on the Earth. It's like the latest drama on TV, and everybody's watching the Earth to see what's going to happen. You know, what are they going to choose? What are they going to choose, you know, with their own free will? And I feel all the ETs here watching and waiting and holding space, and all the light beings are here watching and waiting and holding space, and, you know, everybody's kind of here watching the show. And it's a huge time. I mean, I think with the eclipse tomorrow, I think with the eclipse tomorrow, we're going to see another shift in the energies.
Yes, it seems that way.
Yeah.
And then there's a Venus transit, I understand.
There is, yes, there is a Venus transit tomorrow and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, there's information that's available. I mean, definitely in the Vedic tradition, they talk about not going out during the eclipse, and just staying inside during that time and not exposing yourself to the energies, because they're pretty powerful energies and they can be very destabilizing. So it's said that it's good just to not look into the eclipse and not to also step outside during that time and just let it pass. And I definitely think that it's going to be a positive frequency shift. I mean, there's There's talk about communication and relationships being affected and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I think that the all-round, you know, all in all, it's going to be a positive frequency shift that we're going to see on the planet.
It does feel that way to me also.
And good, I'm glad, yeah.
You know, of course, there will be people who are programmed to see things in the other direction. So, but I think those of us that are looking at the shifts and the energies are pretty much seeing the same thing, that this is a positive, these are positive shifts, including the solar flares, which are adjusting our consciousness as well.
Gosh, aren't those tremendous, those solar flares? They're affecting us so much. Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of frequency coming in. And I mean, the sun in itself is a guardian and a light being, you know, and is a home to many light beings that inhabit the sun. And so that all the solar flares that are coming out and hitting us and so forth is major in affecting us right now, and also is affecting the frequencies on our planet. So we've got a lot of things going on, planetary alignments and so forth.
Yes, well, I'm surprised
solar flares.
I made it to 2012. all these years I kept talking about it, and here we are in it right now. So I'm just amazed to be sitting here, you know, talking to you on the telephone, live over the air.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody's kind of feeling that way. And, you know, it's just I have been kind of blown away to see that, you know, some friends of mine, you know, that are powerful teachers and light beings and that hold communities and so forth have left the planet or are leaving the planet.
Mm.
And yeah, I have noticed that change.
Mm.
And yep, and I've also noticed that the people are leaving very suddenly. Also, you know, friends and things, clients of mine. I don't know if you've noticed that.
To some extent, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It seems like there's a portal open right now for people to go if they want to go, and if they're complete with their contracts and that kind of thing. You know.
It makes me wonder how many are helping from the other side, and or how many.
Lots are helping from the other side. I think that there's, that the portal's open, they're helping souls move through. Helping souls move through into the other, you know, into the other worlds and stuff. Well, you know, the Mayan prophecies and some of the channels are also saying that there are other planets that have been prepared for people who are leaving at this time and want to go and evolve on other planets right now. Even parallel Earths and so forth.
Mm.
Yeah, that want to go and evolve through through other systems and other outcomes, and that those who stay here on this Earth, I've heard that through the Mayans, I've heard that through the Hopis, I've heard that through various channels, and that those who are staying here are the ones who are truly choosing to walk in love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in the higher frequencies. Have you heard about that too?
Yes, yes. And that we're moving forward. We're not. There's no backward movement. We're moving forward into the birth of something new that hasn't occurred before. So it's not like we're returning to something that we were, but we are actually, in a sense, being condensed from where we were into a totally new a frequency beyond the fourth and. We're likely, you know, starting around the fifth.
Yes.
The fifth density.
Oh, yes, yes. I see what you're saying, yes. I think that's very exciting, you know, that we're moving into the fifth dimension. And I feel like that a lot of the third dimensional paradigm has worked on the Earth for a long time, but it certainly doesn't work for us anymore. I mean, I just don't see how it can continue to work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just, I mean, it served its purpose. The way that I see it is that there was, you know, models, the old paradigm model was a model of suffering, a model of scarcity, a model of lack, a model of fear. mm-hmm. and certainly a tremendous amount of domination and control mm-hmm. and ignorance.
Yeah.
And the new paradigm, you know, is a paradigm of knowing that we are the light
right.
and stepping into being the light and
yeah.
being the love and radiating such light and such love to everyone and everything all around us that we transform everything, you know, through that presence, that divine mm-hmm. presence, recognizing that we are that, you know, we are that light, we are that love, we are that divinity.
Mm-hmm.
And that we are these incredible divine beings. And it's just amazing to me how we were able to live hiding that here on this planet for so long.
Mm.
And only so few people awakening and realizing that. And now I see that awakening, you know, the awakening of the Christ consciousness within mm-hmm. going to the masses. You know, I really don't see that there's just going to be one avatar or great master for our time. I see that everybody mm-hmm. in the collective humanity is being given the invitation mm-hmm. to awaken to their divinity, to the Christ consciousness within, you know, to the avatar within, the divine self,
mm-hmm.
the divine incarnation. Avatar really to me is the divine incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, some people have become so removed from that, so far away from that. It's like Saibada said, you know, the only difference between you and me is that I've realized that I am divine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it right there, is more people waking up to realize that they are divine and stepping into their divinity on a massive scale, and then we'll see a real global change. But it's going to take time. I mean, so many are still unwilling and reluctant and resistant to that. So, you know, we're really here to help support the souls who want to go home to the light within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we can't force anybody to wake up. Everybody has to wake up in their own time. But there is an energy that's facilitating the invitation for people to move from, you know, 3 to 5, third dimension to fifth dimension now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And of course, it helps dramatically if one turns off the television set.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I've started a global movement
so?
called Prayers for Humanity and Mother Earth.
Oh,
and
nice.
what we do is a group of people gather together on the phone from all over the world,
uh-huh.
and I lead a global light meditation and a global prayer session, just purely oh. focusing on pouring light into Mother Earth, into areas and regions and situations that where there's crisis or difficulty. And there's so many, it's unbelievable.
Oh,
I wasn't
yeah.
aware, because I never watched the news. I never
right.
paid attention to any of that stuff, because it's so negative.
Right.
But then when I started researching all of that now, just for the pure intention of pouring light into it and having a group of people come together and raise consciousness and pour light into it and send healing and transform these situations, I'm really becoming aware of what's going on our planet, and it's really just quite unbelievable.
It is, isn't it?
I think people have no idea, you know,
oh.
to the extreme of what's occurring, and it's natural that people would just tune out, shut down, and not want to know, because it's so overwhelming when you look into what's going on.
Yes, it is. It is. It is terribly overwhelming.
Yeah, and you know, we should start a positive news station where we can report all the positive change that's occurred
yes.
from all the prayer work and all the light work and all the
mm-hmm.
healing and all the golden light and the white light and the creative visualization of what the new earth looks like and all the changes that we're creating. We should create a positive news station of all the disasters that have been averted through prayer and light and through light. Yeah.
I like that, yes.
Yes, that's what my intention is.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea for all of the various light workers that are doing independent work, such as yourself and various others that we're familiar with and know and have heard of, to work together as well, to not feel that we're doing different tasks, that we're actually aligned on the same purpose, that we're unified. So I see a time coming when
yes.
those of the light that are doing this work will start to interact with others of the light and create all kinds of synergistic positive effects that will exponentially shift the planet in a positive direction.
Absolutely. I would love that. And I actually visualize that during the Global Healing Teleconference once a month. We visualize all the light workers around the earth holding hands in a giant circle. A circle of light workers, a circle of humanity, a family of humanity, and we visualize us all working together to pour light into the earth, together with the light beings and the masters and so forth and the angels. And that has been a common, strong intention and visualization of mine.
Well, and then one thing that you've done also, you might want to talk about a little bit, another one of my guests, Neil Donald Walsh, you did Living in the Light, which is a collaboration, a movie. Do you want to talk about that a little bit and what that
Yes,
covers?
I'd love to. That was a wonderful collaboration. Thank you for asking. So Neil Donald Walsh and myself and Gangaji and Eli, her husband, and Elijah Ray, who's a light being and a singer that channels the angelic realm through his music, and Panache Desai, we're all interviewed in the movie Living in Light, and that movie is really based on being the light. What does it mean to be the light? What is the new paradigm? What are the old paradigms? How do we change? How do we bring more light into our bodies, into our lives? How do we radiate the light? How do we drop fear? What is fear? And what is the old paradigm? All that kind of thing. And it's very interesting to actually hear each one of the speakers and teachers in the film sharing their perspective, because all of the perspectives are actually slightly different but very similar. And yet none of us have actually physically worked together or met each other until now. And so I actually, myself, speaking for myself, I'd been teaching these teachings for the past 20 years all over the planet and sharing the awakening with people and getting people prepared for the golden age and for the earth changes and for the ascension process and so forth, and then talking about the old paradigm and the new paradigm and preparing people for this. And then here I am hearing everybody else talking about it on the film, and they all know about it too, and they're all talking about it too. They're all out there teaching it, and it just showed me once again that that knowledge is so universal, and that if we align ourselves with our inner source, the source of our being, which is the divine light, then we all have access to universal knowledge. We all have access to the answers. We all have access to guidance. We all have access to the truth. And that's available for all of us. And it's just that those of us that are teachers and mouthpieces for the light are out there, you know, preparing humanity and helping humanity make its transition into the light, into the fifth dimension. But everybody can actually, and many people call me from interviews and so forth and say, they know about it. They've heard about it from within. Their guidance is telling them, or you know, they've heard about it from other teachers and so forth. So I think it's getting out there now, which is very, very cool.
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, the light is definitely expanding exponentially. And
it is.
It's said that there's a 100th monkey theory that could kick into place soon, that, you know, what one knows, we all know. And it does seem that there's a common thread that sometimes I'll be talking to somebody that I haven't even known very well, and we'll be talking about the same thing, and they know just as much about it as I do. You know, they're pulling from the collective field, so it's quite startling sometimes to hear somebody.
I've been finding the exact same thing.
Even somebody
there you go.
Yeah, at the grocery store, you know. God is at the grocery store, too.
Yes,
you can't
exactly.
Get your ears open.
Exactly, yes. And the Upa Guru is a good, that's a good word, Upa Guru. Uh-huh. It's the spirit of the Guru, which is life itself.
Okay.
The Guru as life itself, that is the teacher. Guru means the teacher that brings you from darkness into light.
Okay.
And if you look at the Upa Guru principle, it's that spirit of the teacher that exists in everything. So it's like when you need to hear an answer, you turn on the radio and the song has the answer. that kind of thing. You know, it's written on the it's written on the billboards. It's shouting at you from every angle. You know, it's speaking to you, and that's the Upaguru. God is in the grocery store. So somebody in the grocery store is going to give you the information that you need to hear or be in resonance with your information, because that spirit of life, the teacher, is everywhere in everything.
Mm.
And it's there representing, you know, and that's the beauty, you know, that expression that actually Ram Dass used that came from an ancient sage that actually said God, the Guru, and the Self are one.
Mm.
And that's something that's actually spoken about, I think, in Alan Cohen speaks about, I apologize, I meant to actually mention earlier on in the interview that Alan Cohen is in the film with us also. I didn't get to that part.
Okay.
And he's a wonderful teacher, and he actually shares that in the film. And that's a really important point, is that if God, the Self, and the Guru are one, and they're all within us as the Self, well, that Self is also without in everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gets reflected back to us all the time as the mirror. And we're constantly getting the teachings from everywhere we go. We can't get away from the truth. You know, it's being reflected back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why a good teacher is really a mirror that reflects back to you what you need to see and work on within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we grow.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in relationships, you know, I always feel that that the spiritual path is really important to be held. You know, the highest form of yoga is actually the highest form of union, or the highest path of yoga is the path of relationships. Because the partner can also teach you and reflect back to you stuff within yourself that you need to look at or deal with or grow through or evolve into and push those buttons and things that other people can't, just like a guru or a teacher does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really that mirror can come in many different forms. Your child can be, you know, the greatest teacher, pushing those buttons.
In a very direct way.
Yeah, the path of the family, you know, family life. It's very, very important to, in whatever form we have family life, you know, even if it's our soul family or our partner and, you know, that kind of thing. Our soul family, our partnerships, our deepest, most intimate relationships, those are the ones that reflect back to us what a teacher would reflect to us also. So that's very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, we don't want to run away from our pain. We want to face our pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new paradigm, is we walk through the fire, we face our fear, we face our pain, we walk through it, and on the other side is absolute light, is absolute bliss, is absolute love. You know, underneath the fear is the love.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath the pain is the divine self, you know, waiting to embrace you and show you what it is that you needed to listen to in that form of the messenger. Pain is the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
In the new paradigm, we're moving out of the old models of suffering and pain into the new paradigm, which is that we learn through joy. We learn through joy.
Mm.
That we bring as much joy into our life as we possibly can, following our passion, following our joy, following our highest excitement, following our feelings, our internal guidance. We align ourselves with the source within ourselves, you know, especially when we're moving through a Venus transit, you know.
Oh, yes.
I believe that the Venus transit is scheduled for June 5th or June 6th.
Oh, yes. Oh.
And so as we're moving through the Venus transit, and they're talking about how, you know, that the eclipse is supposed to affect your relationships and your communication and the Venus transit and so forth, all of this is supposed to be affecting us, of, you know, all the way through July and all of that, and with the planetary alignment. So what do? We walk in love. We stay in our heart. We keep an open flow in our communication. We stay connected and aligned with the divine source and all that kind of thing. So, people are more agitated right now in general because the earth herself is shaking, and people are not handling the new frequencies. They're destabilizing in the new frequencies, and that's why we need to ground ourselves and have very practical tools like the forgiveness prayers, you know, mantras, meditations, meditating on the light, on the golden light, grounding ourselves physically and that kind of thing. Breath work, detoxifying, cleansing, there's lots of practices, but we need to be on top of our spiritual practices right now to make it through these transitions.
Mm-hmm. And you have most of those that you just mentioned are on your site, are they not?
Great. Thanks, Lance. They are. Yeah, they're on my website. The forgiveness prayers are available freely. They're a gift channeled from the light by Howard Wills. They're downloaded from the light, the divine light, that he's put out freely into the world, a series of peacemaking prayers that really heal the physical body and also get rid of all of our old paradigm belief systems and structures and program us with abundance and divine love. Mm-hmm. And they cleanse our family, they cleanse our lineage, they take disease out of us, out of our family, out of our DNA, out of our lineage. They align us with the infinite light. So those are very important to be doing every day, even short versions. Mm-hmm. If people can do the long versions, those are great. Those are on the website. And then all the others, too. The mantras are on the website, mantra practices for removing negative energy, for creating and generating positive energy. Those are actually on my YouTube videos. I believe that there's hundreds of thousands of people that are watching those and doing them with the videos every day. I've been getting feedback.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Is this on the site, MirabaiDevi.org?
MirabaiDevi.org. If you go to Mirabai TV, which is under media.
Oh, wonderful.
The YouTube channel has the mantras and the prayers on video, and I believe, I don't even remember, hundreds of thousands of people that do them every day watching them on
wonderful.
YouTube. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I have to mention, I saw a beautiful picture of you in the waters of Hawaii with the dolphins.
Yes.
And I just wanted to ask you, you have such a blissful look on your face. What did they tell you about? Did they talk to you while you were swimming with them?
They are master teachers, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The dolphins have taught me about many, many different things. I mean, they've taught me. The whales, I swear, I got to swim with humpback whales on Maui in February. It was such an incredible, I mean, I didn't intentionally swim with them because you're not legally allowed to swim with them except for in the Dominican Republic, and there's one or two places in the world. But if you get in the water in February in Maui, there's whales everywhere. It's whale soup. And they actually impregnate the water with their frequencies. It's like a homeopathic remedy.
Wow.
And it opens up your psychic abilities. It opens up your third eye. It heals your physical body. It opens you to the celestial sounds. It downloads information for you.
Wow.
And that was my same experience with the dolphins. You know, they blow open your chakras. They infuse them with light. They heal anything in the physical body that needs healing. They have a lot of interaction. You know, they're ETs that are in physical form on our planet, so they bring in a lot of the Pleiadian and the Sirian energies. And they're very informative. They're record keepers. They hold a lot of information about humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been receiving a lot of teachings from them.
Is the general outlook positive at this time from our friends in the water?
I think it's mixed.
Mixed?
It's very mixed, yeah. I think our friends in the water are definitely doing their best to help
mm-hmm.
on a global level to help awaken humanity and to inspire humanity to wake up. And many of them are losing their lives over it. They're self-sacrificing in a way where, you know, thousands of them are losing their lives on behalf of humanity's, you know, own ignorance and unconsciousness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think they have... They come here to help, and then they end up getting killed for it a lot. And, you know, I definitely feel that's one of our greatest tragedies of our time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know that the higher civilizations are really encouraging humanity to stop killing dolphins and whales because, you know, they want to see us evolve into a more loving consciousness. And these are very high beings that we're killing. So
yeah.
It's really important to me and to... other people and other beings that this changes dramatically on our planet. And I would really love to see that change in my lifetime.
Well, I'm totally with you on that one. And
thank you.
It's time for humanity to shift away from the warring and fighting and seeing each other as fragmented and different, and that what we do to another, we are doing to ourselves, literally. So. It's just time for the foolishness and the childishness to stop.
Because the other is ourself.
Yes.
And that really our greatest self is the totality of all beings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when we start to recognize that we're not fragmented or separate, but that everyone
right.
is ourselves, then we can only treat each other with loving kindness and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the global awakening that occurs on the planet mm-hmm. when we move into the fifth dimension. And that's what, you know, me and you and so many of us are really wanting to see happen
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in a big way, because it's very necessary that we stop, you know, killing our teachers and
mm-hmm.
killing out our you know, our dolphins and our whales and
yes.
being so closed to contact with other species and civilizations and
yes.
eliminating so many natural species of animals that are going extinct on our planet that are such an important part of life here on Earth,
well,
and so
humans.
Forth, including humans.
We're
including
extinguishing ourselves with various atomic nuclear plants and leaks in the ocean and a number of things that, you know, I don't want to bring up because they sound negative, but these are things that we're doing to ourselves.
Exactly. And I know that, as I said, you know, there are many light beings and ETs and masters that are preventing humanity from
yes.
destroying itself from nuclear warfare. Now it's really, and even ending nuclear energy on the
yes.
planet. It's a powerful message that's been broadcasted across the globe and transmitted, and hopefully we'll see more and more countries
yes.
ending use of nuclear energy and definitely turning away from nuclear warfare permanently.
Absolutely.
And that will cease to be allowed even.
Yes.
And that's something that we're holding a lot of prayer vigil for at this time, and I really believe that will be successful.
Yes, I am with you on that, and I agree.
Good, wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that.
Well,
and
ma'am,
I know you are.
We have just a minute left for you, and I just wanted you to be able to share anything that you'd like to leave the audience with and with you know, anything you'd like to share as far as where you are and your website and the rest of it.
Well, why don't I start? Thank you so much, Lance, for interviewing me. It's just been a pleasure,
oh,
a real
you.
Pleasure. It's wonderful to be with like-minded light beings.
Yes.
You know, it just feels so good and helpful for others to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to say that my website is actually very simple. It's just Mirabai Devi, and that's with an IRABAI, and then Devi is DEVI.org. And that everything that I have been offering in terms of tools is available on the website, as you have shared. The Living in Light movie is available on livinginlightmovie.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's all one word, and people can order that film and watch it for themselves and share it with their friends and family and communities. We're wanting to spread that film around the world now.
Mm-hmm.
And as I shared at the Maui premiere of Living in Light, is that my life's mission is dedicated to awakening the light in humanity at large and for people to come back home within themselves and realize that we are the light, we are love, and that the only way we can change the world is by changing ourselves.
Mm.
And the only way to lead is through being a role model. People model our example.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can be an example of love and compassion and loving kindness and be that peace, be that change, as Gandhi said, be the love,
mm-hmm.
and vibrate that into the world, then everybody around us will follow us, and the world needs more leaders.
Yes.
And we're stepping into leadership now, and anyone that is hearing the call, if you can start a meditation group, if you can start a prayer circle, if you can start praying for humanity and Mother Earth, perhaps join my conference call once a month, which is completely free,
mm-hmm.
to join that prayer vigil that's a global movement that's starting. Pick up an environmental cause and start becoming active in helping to save the planet as we go through this transition into the fifth dimension. I encourage everybody to step up and take action to love and to love in action.
Mm. Wonderful. Well, Mirabai, thank you so much for being on today. I just love your presence, and I'm sure we'll get to talk again sometime soon.
Thank you so much, Lance. I love your presence, too. I'm a mystic, too, for life. So when one mystic meets another mystic, there sure is a lot to talk about.
Yes.
And a lot of light to be radiated.
That's
Thank
right.
you so much for having me on your show. I'm so grateful.
My pleasure.
My
All
heart
right.
is full of gratitude and
I
love.
Too. Love.
Thank you. Love and blessings to everyone.